This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino, and I'm back here with you to talk about what I expect to see in episode number 9 of Survivor 43. Going to be a big episode this week. I believe we are going to see two people voted out of the game, and that's going to take us from the final 10 all the way into the final 8. We saw the players on last week's episode kind of play it safe with the ultimate decision to vote out Janine. You heard a lot of players, like Owen specifically, say, hey, I just want to make sure I have a seat on the bus moving forward. I don't care where that seat is or if there's gum underneath the seat. I just want to make sure that I am still in the game. And of course, we have an opportunity for things to be shaken up when we are going to split into two different groups of 5 and 5, like we've seen in Survivor 41 and Survivor 42. Now, I think that this is going to be a pretty exciting episode because we're going to have basically the one challenge, and then we're going to jump right into basically getting ready for two different tribal councils. We'll see two people voted out of the game. I am not so sure that this is something that is really helping the players who are at the bottom really try to shake things up. I think that things have to sort of like break out exactly in the way that you would need to get the minority to vote out a power player. So I think this might be something that's ultimately hurting players that are at the bottom, even though on paper it might be something that should help them. I know in talking with Dr. Evie Jagoda, this was something that they felt like that they were in a spot where maybe they would have had a better chance to stay in the game had they had a normal vote at the final 10 instead of splitting things up into 5 and 5. But I guess that's a debate for another day, whether or not we should still be doing this every single season here in the new era. So it really would be very hard to speculate on who is the person who is going to go home here at this tribal council without knowing what the tribe breakdowns are going to be. Of course, it looks like that we're going to split up into two groups of 5, give away two different hidden immunity idols. Earlier tonight, I played around with a bunch of different scenarios of what the groups of 5 could look like. Yeah, based on what I had seen in the different scenarios, it looked like that there was a lot of different versions of the players on the bottom ultimately going home. I think it really comes down to, are there players in the 7 that are going to potentially want to make a big move? And so without knowing exactly what those groups are going to be, it would be very hard to do this exercise to tell you what I expect to happen. So with the help of some previews that have been dropped, and I have to shout out Anthony over at Survivor Gifts. Love it, Anthony. Okay, if you want to follow him at AnthonyD46. He's gone through, done a close-up on what the two groups are going to be, and I believe that we have the two groups based on what we've seen in the previews to talk about. So if you don't want to know what the groups are going to be, you should turn this video or podcast off. But for the rest of us, I guess we've come this far. let's take a look at what these groups are going to be, and maybe we can get some perspective on what we might see coming up in the episode on Wednesday night. All right. Looks like we have our two groups set by the random draw. And it looks like in group number one, we're going to see Cody and Jesse stay together. They're going to be joined by Gabler, the only Baka person on this tribe. And very interestingly, Cassidy and Ryan, who are two people from Coco, they do not see eye to eye. All right. We saw at the last Tribal Council, Cassidy voted for Ryan. She was the person who was maybe the most animated about Janine going out of the game. Is Ryan going to hold that against her? Will he know that she was the vote against him at that last Tribal Council? We will find that out tomorrow night. On the other group, we see that Carla and James are still going to be together. This power duo has both a idol and knowledge is power. They are going to be together. We have Noelle with her vote steal. And then we have two original Baka members who have not necessarily been on the same page in Sammy and Owen. Let me talk about the top group first, because I think that we have maybe a little more clarity here on what might happen. So we have Cody and Jesse. They are lock solid. They are the strongest two. I see no chance that they are going to be going after each other. I have assigned Cody's idol back to Cody. I know Jesse had both the idols in the last episode. I think it's reasonable to assume that Jesse gives Cody his idol back. There's also no scenario where they're split up, where he doesn't have a chance to give it back to him. So especially without James on this tribe, I think it's reasonable to imagine that Cody has his idol. So there's almost no way that a Vessi member could potentially go home. That would also mean that Cassidy and Ryan are working together. Now, what's interesting was that we did see a relationship between Gabler and Ryan starting to form in the last episode. They were like fishing buddies. So I think it's probably not likely that we see Ryan want to target Gabler or Gabler want to target Ryan. We saw from earlier in the season, Ryan wanted to throw a challenge to vote out Cassidy. I feel like that Ryan is going to want to vote out Cassidy. We also saw last week that Jesse and Cody, when given the opportunity to vote out Ryan or vote out Cassidy, I'm sorry, or vote out Janine, that Cody felt like, why aren't we just voting out Janine? He did not seem to want to vote out Ryan. I think that this could be lining up for Cassidy to be yet another woman voted out of the game. I think that that is what would be the most likely scenario here. I also think that based on what the challenge is going to be, it looks like it's another endurance challenge, specifically another like forearm arm challenge where we saw Gabler, this next minute is for, you know, that this is like his superpower. And so I would not be surprised if Gabler also ends up being the person who is immune in this spot. And I think with a Gabler immunity, maybe that we might get fed, okay, could the guys be potentially voting out Ryan to weaken Coco? I just don't see it. I don't see how that then, after everything they went through on the last vote, that they would come back. And I guess we have not seen this in the episode, I do believe that Cassidy has a closer relationship with Carla and with James than Ryan does. And maybe if Jesse and Cody know this, they would maybe look to protect Cassidy a bit more. I feel like I'm thinking Cassidy, but maybe there is a shot also that it could be Ryan. I'll say the official pick will be Cassidy from tribe number one. And tribe number two, we really have a lot of intrigue, okay? We have Carla with her idol, but really the advantages that we are going to be watching for here is Noelle with her vote steal. And I think in the preview that we saw on Thursday night, or Wednesday night last week, was that Noelle said, hey, I'm playing the vote steal. Unfortunately for Noelle, James has the knowledge is power. And so that will we get a little bit of a shell game here of Could Noelle give her vote steal to Owen again, like she did on the vote where Dwight went home? And so now, is James going to have to then make a 50-50 call here? Because we know that Sammy wants to make a move. Owen's been dying to do something. Could the two Baca people in Sammy and Owen vote with Noelle here against Carla and James? If so, it is going to come down to James having to correctly use the knowledge is power to steal the vote steal. This is getting very confusing. And so James might need to steal Noelle's vote steal to vote out Noelle with her own vote steal. This would be unprecedented. But I think that if James and Carla are going to stick together, they actually might be outnumbered. And without all these advantages, this might be like the rare scenario in the new era where we could see people potentially out of power being able to make a move on the people that are in power. It will really come down. I'm saying the word power a lot. I get it. But it will come down to, can the knowledge is power be used successfully in this scenario? I think this is going to be the tribal council to watch. If I had to guess, and I don't know, it'll go by like who lasted longer in the challenge, but I feel like that this is, to me, I feel like that this would be the tribal council that we are going to close the episode on, whereas maybe the first tribal council might be the more straightforward affair. So we'll see what happens. I guess I have to make a prediction here. In this instance, boy, you would hate to see Cassidy and Noelle potentially both go out here in this one episode, but I think that that is a possibility that is on the table. Could James get the vote steal? I guess it would be 50-50. You just want to like maybe give it to Owen and then have Owen steal James's vote and then flip it around on James after he unsuccessfully uses the knowledge of power. I mean, it's a coin flip. So let's see. I mean, I guess there's also the possibility that Sammy, who has been working with the seven, may want to stick with working with James and Carla. And in that case, could he vote out Noelle, who's been working with Dwight? And then it would really come down to still, James has to get that vote steal to work because one of the votes that will be stolen, presumably, will be James or Carla's. So I hope your head's not spinning as much as mine is talking this all through. So I guess, will James be able to use the knowledge's power correctly? I mean, he's a chess master. Is he going to be able to see the chess move that Noelle and Owen are going to potentially make? I'll say that he does. And then do they get Owen here? Potentially for Owen and for Noelle. Also, it would be nice if they could win the immunity challenge here. That would help really help their case. Maybe the one that doesn't end up winning immunity is the one that's going to be most targeted from James or for Carla. So I'll say Owen is the person who's in trouble and maybe he finds a way to survive another week. Okay, so I'll lock in my official predictions here of Cassidy and Owen. Don't worry so much about the predictions in terms of who's going to be the person to go home. That's just one way it could play out. It's just a good way to sort of like frame however this conversation is going to play out on Wednesday night's episode. Of course, after it all goes down, I will be live with Stephen Fishback once again on the Survivor Know-It-Alls. If you're watching us here on YouTube, click that subscribe button to make sure you do not miss it. I'm sure we will have a lot to talk about with our two tribal councils. Thanks again for joining us here to work this through as we are going into a very complicated episode of Survivor 43. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoy the episode on Wednesday night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.